This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Last week, Canada's Parliament came back for its 44th session of Parliament, 44th edition, 44th Parliament, however you want to parse those numbers. Governor General Mary Simon delivered the speech from the throne. Accessibility reporter Megan Gilmore joins us now from Ottawa to talk about how disability organizations are responding to the speech. Hey, good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Dave. Good to talk to you again.
Nice to chat with you as well. So, Megan, let's start here. Why were disability organizations so tuned in for this particular speech from the throne?
In general, what the speech from the throne always does is it lays out what the main priorities will be of the government. So it's not really promising any specific legislation, but saying these are the things that we want you Canadians to know about, and this is what we're planning on addressing. Now, if that sounds like I'm repeating myself, that would be because a little over a year ago in September 2020, we had our last speech from the throne. And that was a really big moment because the Governor General at the time had announced disability was in there. That was when we first heard about what is now the Disability Action Inclusion Plan. The disability benefit was there. Talk about modernizing the disability tax credit, all these things. Like, people with disabilities were truly acknowledged. So last week, when some individuals with disabilities in this country tuned in to listen or watch the speech from the throne, the question was, will this speech from the throne continue the momentum that was signaled last year?
So what were some of the specific things that organizations and people were looking for to be mentioned in this speech?
There was actually a lot of work done by the Pan Canada Disability Coalition, which is a coalition of about 25 disability organizations. And what they did is they issued their very own speech from the throne, written from the perspective of disability inclusion. So they would even, like, at the beginning of it, there's this mention of, you'll notice that this speech is being made from the bottom of the throne, not at the top, you know, so that we're actually physically accessible to everyone. So little touches like that are in there. And they mentioned several things that they would like. One of the main ones that you would read in that, and would also hear a lot online, there was a petition going around signed by several organizations, had to do with fast tracking the creation of the National Disability Benefit. That there was legislation that was introduced at the very end of our last session of Parliament to create a national disability benefit. Organizations are calling for that to be fast-tracked and for that to be done well. And then going back to this disability accessibility speech from the throne that this coalition created, there's things like making sure that housing is accessible and that people with disabilities don't have to live in any form of institution. There's been a lot of talk about long-term care in the last few years. That's been good, but there's a good number of people with disabilities who are living in long-term care because they cannot receive adequate services at home, things like that. On the same line, collecting better data on congregate living situations, whether that be group homes, domiciliary hospitals, long-term care facilities, that sort of thing. Moving into healthcare, making sure that hospital triage protocols are not discriminatory. Repealing Bill C-7, which expanded medical assistance in dying to Canadians who are disabled but not at the point of death. A whole lot of things. I'm making sure that childcare spaces are accessible. There's been a little talk about the $10 a day childcare, talking about making that accessible, and then responding to our ongoing climate emergencies, making sure that emergency preparedness, whether that's preparing for a pandemic or responding to a flood or a fire or another national disaster, includes people with disabilities, that your emergency preparedness plans are accessible. And there's a whole bunch of things, but those are just some of them.
Right. And that's already a pretty long list. And I know the word disability was used in the speech, but did it include any references to any of that?
Well, to be specific, Dave, I think the word was disabilities, and it was included once in the speech, and kind of like this list of like people who've been impacted by COVID-19 or something like that. So no, actually the speech included nothing. There was one brief reference to disabilities, and that's it.
So what's the reaction to that?
Well, obviously.
It's predictable. Yeah, predictable. I can only imagine.
I'll start by describing it that way. Shortly after this speech from the throne, a call came out on the social networks for people to use the hashtag #ForgotTheDisabled, and it was trending for a certain portion last week. So you have a lot of people, just ordinary Canadians with disabilities, not necessarily affiliated with any larger disability organization, expressing their disappointment, their anger. One tweet I was reading this morning was, saying how for Canadian, for essentially like for everyone in Canada, this is just another Tuesday. For like us, it's another Tuesday that Canada forgot the disabled. People bringing out the high rates of poverty. And while it's directed at the speech from the throne, then conversations are brought in about provincial territorial disability social assistance plans, which we have discussed ad nauseum on this program. So it has become another opportunity for people to vocalize their frustrations with the lack of government services. I talked to Bill Adair, who is the executive director of Spinal Cord Injury Canada, about his reaction. I reached out to Bill because last time we did a speech from the throne, Bill was super happy about what had been announced in that speech from the throne. It was essentially everything he told me that he wanted, more or less, all the big things at least. So I called him and he just talked about the shock that, and this is a direct quote, "I thought we had the attention of government and apparently we don't." That, a year ago, just over a year ago, we had a speech from the throne where all these proposed benefits were mentioned as a priority, as something that the government was going to take action on. And a little over a year later, there is no reference, no discussion.
Megan, thank you for giving us this recap. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Always glad to bring cheerful, not so cheerful.
Nothing but joy from Megan Gilmore this morning. Megan, thanks.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.